The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Crab doing a pretty good job here, staying in front of Harden, and had a couple deflections and steals early on.
There's Harden on a step back. Yes. Harden's played most of the game. Sat for just like 3 minutes. Harden with a deep three. 15 seconds remaining of the quarter. Second differential, Harden for three again.
Once again, he scores in transition.
Harden trying to move on Lillard and scores, able to beat him off the dribble. Rockets by six. Crab defending on Harden, who shoots over and hits.
Portland now has to defend on these possessions here in the last 2 minutes.
After the free throw, Rockets with the possession. Harden to the rim. Wide open lane. 41 points for James Harden.
That's picking up our intensity. You know, we were too... They were just aggressive with everything. We're kind of letting them do what they want. You know, so second half, we kind of dictated what we wanted. Got to our spots. Defensively, we were aggressive, and then the game changed for us.
Admit it. You turned off that Rockets game. Hey, I admit it. But there's no debate. They proved us wrong. Let's get this party started. It's a Friday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Friday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon. A.J. Hoffman, the role model. Jong Lee, the master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at A.J. is the real, at Jungle Fever, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Friday. We're going to have some fun today. It's a beautiful day outside. Weekend's almost here. Let's
This is my jam. This makes me feel good about everything we've done this week.
Yeah?
Yeah. We're so excited, right? You so excited, John?
I am pumped.
You so excited, Fred?
I am bleeping excited.
Then
I'm stoked.
You know what that means then, right? We so excited.
We so excited, exactly. Yeah. I'm so excited I may scream like Fred Davis today.
Was he a screamer?
He was after it last night, man. I was listening to him on the way to the poker and the way back.
Well, what was he salty about?
He was just pumped up, man.
Oh.
He was feeling like good.
Excited.
Yeah. No, he's so excited. It wasn't, not saying it in a bad way. I
thought you meant like he was angry about something, like the time when he punked out Nick Wright.
No. He was just all fired up and having a great time. That's what we're going to do today. So, there you go. Couple of things, though, first off, before we get started. Can I praise one of our advertisers real quick?
Sure.
And actually, they you hear their commercials on our station, but I have to say, Jong, I know you love this place too. China Garden has by far the best freaking Chinese food in the city, man.
It is pretty legit.
Why do you think I like this food?
Huh? Because it's by Toyota Center.
Oh, I've never actually been to
China
Garden.
You've never been to China Garden? Dude, what's the matter with you?
I have. I'll talk to you about it. Although I don't want to talk about it too long. I've lost 19 pounds now.
Good for you.
Since the Super Bowl. And I want to eat everything. Mm. I want to eat pizza and burgers and Chinese
food.
So
I'm not gonna talk about their lemon chicken and how awesome it is.
I've heard that's the thing I need to eat.
Yeah, that's their
the
best
specialty.
Plate. And they also have fantastic egg rolls.
Apparently everybody at the station has been to China Garden except for the Asian dude.
Yeah, that's kind of
weird.
The Asian Rockets fan who goes to Rockets games.
Yes.
when it, and it's four blocks from me, which is kind of dangerous. But I was talking to Carol, who owns the place today. She's going to send egg rolls for John and Raheel for this bit they do. So I told her to make sure she sent enough for us because, A, they're fantastic, and, B, it'll piss those guys off.
Will they still be good at that point?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There are times I'll get a couple extras and then have them for breakfast the next day. Okay. And they're just as good. So I just wanted to.
I don't know when she's sending them, but I probably won't be able to have it.
Yeah, it's probably going to be in the next couple of weeks. I don't know. Right. She didn't say when.
Nick's place sent some pizza the other day.
Yeah. And another great advertiser on our station.
It smelled so good, but, you know, you got to be strong. Hey, what's going on with the Wi-Fi password in here, John? Did they change it up?
Why? Isn't that not working?
Yeah, the old one's not working. As some of you may know, if you listened to the program yesterday, I was having issues with my cellular device and went to the Apple store today, got there right at 10 o'clock, and only had to wait an hour and a half to be seen, and they replaced my phone. So, I got it going, I think.
Oh, okay.
So, they basically just said they couldn't even get it to power on at that point. They left it plugged in for a while, couldn't get it to power on. They were like, we're just going to swap it out for you, which is great, except then you got to, like, get everything, you know, back on your phone that was there before, and everything's backed up, but inevitably there's some sort of problem with the backup. And the biggest problem for me is I don't remember any of my passwords to any website.
Yeah, I'm terrible at that.
So I basically have to go through and reset all my passwords, and because everything's just saved. And now you've got like the thumbprint thing that gets you into anything, you know, that you need to get into. So it's a giant pain in the ass, but my phone is now working, and it was at 100% when I got here, and that was 40 minutes ago.
Yeah.
It's now at 99%, which seems a much more reasonable rate.
Yeah, I would say so.
Than what it was losing energy at yesterday.
Yeah, I would say so. Well, good for you. What I do with passwords is I have kind of the same base password with different things around it. And my problem is I forget which one I use for what.
No, that's my problem.
And yeah, because I use different numbers because all of them require numbers now.
I hate that too.
And so
if I had my druthers, I would have like the old person password, like where it would just say password, you know, or something like that, or it'd be my name or something. Hmm. So it's a pain in the ass for me because they're very picky about what your password can be. It used to be it had to be six things. Now it's got to be eight
with a capital letter and a number.
Right.
Yeah.
And some of them make you have like a symbol, like an underscore or something. How am I going to remember that?
Texter says, tell you not to worry. The FBI has your password.
Yeah.
So you're safe on that. Somebody says, I was flipping between the Rockets and Impractical Jokers. I was quickly losing interest in them. They actually played defense. That was awesome to see. I admit, I got sick and tired of seeing the same old Rockets. And when it got to 21, I'm like, you know what? I got better things to do with my life than to watch these guys. So imagine my surprise when
they flip the switch.
Get my phone this morning and look at the score. And I'm like, oh, all right, I got to go watch the rest of it now.
Yeah.
And good for them. That was an important win for them.
If they play on Thursdays, I always watch it later.
Yeah.
Because
I got
Blacklist. I got Vikings. I got a lot going on.
Well, on the debate last night, too. I had to watch that after I got home from the poker, which.
Right.
I have to tell you my poker story. Guess who was at my table?
Oh, some a-hole.
Remember the woman?
Oh, she was there?
Yes.
Did she qualify?
I have no idea because I basically...
Did she knock you out?
No.
Good.
I'm actually happy about this because this is the second time that I've played in one of these, and I have not seen a card the entire time. So the good news is I'm getting all my dead hands out of the way and something that doesn't matter.
Right.
So I basically played two hands maybe the whole time. Until about 9 o'clock when it was time for me to go, and then I left it at the break. But I there wasn't much left in the stack because you know how those blinds move.
Right.
But yeah, she was at the table, and I'm kind of like,
why didn't you ask her to be moved?
Well, I thought about it, and then I go, like, oh, I'm going
to... You have the power to do that.
There were a couple blitzers at the table who were really nice, so I kind of wanted to hang with them.
That's why you moved
Well, no,
her.
They were going to move me, and I'm like, no, don't do that, because then it looks bad. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to sit here, and she wasn't as big of a a-hole as she usually is, or maybe I'm just so used to it that I just kind of ignored her.
Yeah.
But, man, you talk about somebody who needs to get laid more than any human being I've ever seen in my life. I mean, this woman is just a miserable person, man.
Yeah, you just have to tell them that you want that person to be moved.
Yeah, I just, you know, I figure she's already, why do I want to put that evil on somebody else? Because there's probably some...
To take it off you, obviously.
Yeah, but, oh well.
You don't want it on you.
No, I don't want it on me, but I just kind of think, well, if I go and get her moved, then A, I look like a dickweed, and B, then, you know, somebody else has to deal with her.
Yeah, I don't worry.
And her attitude.
That's them problem.
Yeah. But it was we had a good turnout last night, and I don't know who won, but I'll find out. But congratulations to everybody who qualified, and good luck next week. 713 says he made the qualifier.
Congratulations.
Yeah, good job, man.
I'll be there next week for the finals.
There you go. There you go. It was a great turnout. People seemed to have fun, although it seemed like there were a few more of the Poker League people there last night than there were the first one. Which, okay. I'm happy to have them there. I just want blitzers to win.
Yeah.
Chris asks, is this the obnoxiously loud, always drunkish floozy who was at the bar when they called her table? No. This woman she's an older woman. She shows up at all these.
She takes free poker really, really seriously.
Yeah, and that was kind of the problem with my table. There were like two or three people like that were wearing headphones at a free poker thing. And so usually I like to go and chat with
people. Yeah, but you wear your sunglasses at free poker.
Just to jack with people. I don't do it when I'm actually... I mean, sometimes I'll do it just for fun, but I don't actually wear them at... I don't even really wear them that much anymore in a casino. Just, I always have them on top of my head, but I never actually wear them. But, no, there were a lot of people that were taking it really, really seriously, and I'm kind of like, okay. And there was... But, you know, it's not about me being at a table with people I like. It's about... station having a poker tournament and giving blitzers stuff. That's what it's about. All right, 713-780-ESPN if you want to get in. We will get to your Rockets here in the next segment. We will definitely get to the debate at some point. There's a lot of other stuff going on at the combine, so plenty of sportsy stuff, plenty of non-sportsy stuff. And I'll tell you what, guys, you've been hearing me talk about Houston Can Academies for a while, and the blitzers have really stepped up and donated an awful lot of vehicles, so I want to thank you guys first and foremost for doing that. And you're doing a great thing, because Houston Can Academies takes kids that are at risk, that have dropped out of other schools, and they give them a second chance. And a lot of these kids would have never had another opportunity. Who knows where they would have wound up if they didn't get a chance to get back in school. And not only does Houston Can Academy take them in, they're graduating a lot of them, and they're going on to do great things and having great lives and great impact on their community, all because of Houston Can Academies. And that's because of the donations you make. And when I'm talking about donations, I'm talking about vehicles, things that you're not using anymore. Could have been sitting in the garage now for 6 months, and you've been thinking about what to do with it. Well, if you pick up the phone, they're going to come tow it free of charge. Your donation is going to be tax deductible. They'll fill out the paperwork, everything. It's extremely easy. You can ask any blitzer who's done this, man. They'll come and take care of it, and you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card if you say you heard about it on the Blitz. Here's your chance to do a great thing. Get a tax donation. And really help kids out and get rid of something you're not using anymore. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter how rusty it is. They'll come and tow it free of charge. Give them a call. Here's the number. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or if you need to wait till you get home, just go to HoustonCarsForKids.com. And remember, right off the car, not the kid.
ESPN 97.5. Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Happy Friday. Hope you're having a great one. Just getting in the car to get home. Just relax. We'll get you there in one piece. As long as whoever it was that almost killed me isn't on the road, you'll be fine. I know you can't drink it, but John can. But our friend Steve over at the Kroger in Montrose brought us some of the St. Arnold summer Springbok. So very good stuff.
Nice.
I'm waiting for another beer to get here. As soon as it arrives, I'll be joining John. So how is it, John?
Tasty.
Is it? I've got two at home. We had a six pack, so I split it up three ways. Just you know. So I wanted to make sure you.
Thank you, Fred.
Yeah.
See? Yes. You. Thank you.
Well, thanks, Steve, because
Steve.
He was going to bring it to all of us, but he just happened to be playing poker last night. So somebody says, you know, it's the devil you know is better than the one you don't. You might have ended up with a bigger witch if you chased her off. Possibly. But, yeah, it just didn't bother me last night for some reason. Mainly because, dude, I was so exhausted. I don't know why. But I'm sitting there at 8 o'clock thinking, my God, it's got to be 10. And I look at my phone and it's 8:04. And I was like, ah, man, I thought I was going to fall asleep right there at the table. That and the other fun part of last night was Daryl had the PA turned up really loud and it happened to be right behind us. And every time he talked, like the entire table would jump 5 feet. And so then we think he's done. And it's like, if you want your drink special, we're like, ah. But other than that, though, good times. And the Blitzers seem to really appreciate that. And I know we'll do another one here at some point once this one's over if you didn't qualify. But, you know, sorry about that. Chris says, if I win next week, I'll donate the whiskey roll to you guys as long as I get to sample the product.
Okay.
And we'll put something interesting in there. I wonder what it'd be like with a flavored whiskey. What that Deep South barrel would do to that.
I don't know.
But we might try something really weird and different if you want. I'll root for you. Okay, so back to the Rockets. A lot of stuff on the side to the alleged report that they tried to get each other traded. Tad Brown came out and said that was BS. Dwight's agent, apparently something's going on there. I mean, just
doesn't have that agent anymore.
Yeah, which I think that's a weird dude, that Dan Feagan. I mean, he's always really way too involved with stuff. And if you know an agent's name because it's been in the paper a bunch of times, that's probably not a great guy to have. There are exceptions like Scott Boras.
Right.
But usually guys like that aren't great agents. And okay. I just think, obviously, I guess if you read between the lines here, Dwight said he wanted to get traded. This dude couldn't make it happen. I'm getting a new agent. That would be my guess.
I'm not sure. I don't know if that's why. Maybe it's just he realized that he needed to make some changes. And, you know what? I couldn't go into that. I don't know what's going on in that guy's head.
Who knows?
But I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe he was told that he would be traded. Maybe his agent guaranteed he'd get him traded and couldn't do it. I don't know.
Let's try a phone call. Jim, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Yeah, I'm calling about the Charlie Strong at UT situation. There was supposed to be a subpoena looked at by the judge today, and the couple that was involved in this divorce, they settled on Wednesday night, so there will be no subpoena issued.
Right.
And I wanted to get your feedback on what do you think is going to happen now with this situation. Is it going to just die down? Is there going to be continued speculation about Charlie Strong? Is that going to affect his recruiting, etc.?
No, I don't think so. I think it's going to go away. I think, you know, people, there might be some moms who ask him about it, but I mean, it's weird to me that, you know, I mean, I guess it's not that weird that if your kid's going to go play for this guy, you want to know what kind of a man he is. I think that, you know, there'll be people who may sort of have a pre-conclusion built around him because of that. But I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal. I think he'll come up with, you know, there was nothing to that. He'll come up with a good story. And
yeah.
I think it'll just go away. I think he's lucky they didn't have to go testify, because if he would have had to do that, then it suddenly, then, you know, he's got to go stand up and under oath to say what happened. In a mom's living room, you can lie to the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can lie about it. You can come up with some crap I don't know that Charlie Strong wanted to be lying under oath. So I think it's probably the best case scenario for old Chuck.
Yeah, it's not something he wanted to do, I'm sure.
Right. It would have been great had they settled before his name came out publicly.
Right. Right. And that's the only part of it that's going to kind of suck for him. But I think it'll go away. I really do. It's one of those things where it doesn't mean he didn't do anything or that he wasn't involved. But I'm kind of I've always the opinion of, unless it becomes a situation like this where there's legal issues involved, I don't care who you're banging. That's your business.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think in this case, I don't know what was going on. I don't really care, but I think it'll go away. I'll tell you where it won't go away. If he gets off to a really lousy start next year, then you'll have people saying, you know, not only is he a bad coach, but he did this. Then it'll come back up. But for the most part, I don't think it's going to affect anything.
Right.
And it shouldn't. I mean, this isn't what's going on at the other UT.
No.
So that will affect things. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. And wanted to get to Colin Kaepernick, too, because apparently, speaking of agents and trying to get people traded, he's apparently asked for a trade from the 49ers.
Okay, here's the thing. Colin Kaepernick, if he wanted to go to a new team, he should have said, hey, guys, I'd appreciate it if you don't guarantee my contract for next year and let me be a free agent. Nobody wants to give up assets for Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, that's not happening.
Especially give up assets, then pay him at the rate the 49ers are going to pay him.
Yeah.
Yeah, ask for a trade all you want, but I'd be surprised if something got done where they actually got something out of it. I think at this point they're probably just better off keeping him as a backup quarterback.
I'm pretty much
which, by the way, you spend 1 year as a backup quarterback, your value in this league goes down significantly. I mean, people are going to start to forget about, oh, Colin Kaepernick did go to a Super Bowl, because now that's, what, 4 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marcus wants to know, how can you teach and mold young men with values like that? I don't know what his all I know, the only
thing. Yeah, prove it.
Yeah. It could have easily been a situation where, and I said this before, because this actually did happen to me, where somebody said, yeah, I was with this guy to piss off her husband when nothing happened. And because they were going through a divorce. So it's very possible that this kind of thing, they were just friends. I'm not saying that nothing happened, because I don't know, but it doesn't really matter. And molding young men is about a lot of things. And I think Charlie Strong, say what you want about anything else, is a good dude. I believe that. I believe that he wants to do things the right way. And I think kids are going to get they're going to learn a lot from him. They're going to be better people because of it. If he put it where he wasn't supposed to once, that doesn't change that. It doesn't change how you mold people. I mean, that's, you know, and everybody has different opinions about that, and that's fine. But if my kid were a football player, I'd love for him to play for Charlie Strong. I have no problem with that whatsoever, and this would have nothing to do with it. And again, even if all this had come out and there had been something going on, I just don't. Yeah, you know, I don't think I just I honestly I don't believe it. I don't.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to say like
I'm not saying no, that there's no way, because I know how men are.
Right.
I'm one of them. And, you know, if you've seen those pictures, I kind of get it. But I just, from what I know about Charlie Strong, I just don't buy that anything happened here. I would be more willing to believe that it didn't than it did. How's that?
Dude.
And then maybe I'm being naive.
You know, did you see what Derrick Henry did today?
I did.
Maybe I should take back what I said yesterday. I could see him getting fat and lazy. That guy at the combine, 4.54 40, 37-inch vertical leap, 130-inch broad jump, 22 bench press reps. Dude's an athlete, man.
Oh, he is. He is, but I'm not going to get too caught up in that, because I already knew he was a good athlete.
Yeah.
And what concerns me about him is he's one of those guys that takes him a little bit to get going. And once he does, he's a beast. But yeah. he doesn't have that really quick first step. And I do think in the NFL that that is going to bite him a few times because you're not going to have that fantastic offensive line in front of you like you did in Alabama that gives you room to do that. Now, maybe that's something he develops. But again, not a first-round pick for me.
It's still not a first-round pick for me, but maybe I underestimated what he could do physically.
Really? Because I've always thought of him as a physical freak.
I didn't know he was that fast. I mean, I've seen him run, obviously, but I didn't know he. If you told me what his 40 time would be, you said it'd be 4.5. I would have been shocked.
I don't know
because it's like a 240 something pound man.
It is.
Not many guys that big are running 4.5s.
But let's keep in mind he's been training for this specifically now for months, and that's why I don't get too carried away with combine stuff. That's unless it's something negative, like quarterbacks with small hands or Jadeveon Clowney not being able to lift enough, things like that. Those concern me a little bit, but when guys go nuts and I've seen them on the field and they look like they're freak athletes, it doesn't impact me too much.
Yeah.
All right.
B-Smooth says Henry also had a bad cone drill, which is most important. I don't know if cone drill is necessarily most important.
For running backs, it's kind of a big deal.
It's big.
Yeah. But that's the thing. It's really hard. Guys, we're going to overreact to everything we see at the combine because that's what we do. And I think in this case, I knew the guy was good. There wasn't really anything he would I knew he was an athlete, but there wasn't really anything he's going to be able to do this week that would change my mind about where I'd draft him. And I would not put a first-round pick on that guy. Just me. All right, guys. Got to tell you about my good friends at Quick Weight Loss Center. And tell you what, man, it's kind of cool. Ran into a couple people last night who hadn't seen me in a while. I said, man, you really have lost weight. Looking good. It's like, thank you. Thank you. And then they were asking me, hey, I'm thinking about doing it. And it's like, well, stop thinking about it because a month from now, you can have a lot of that weight off. In fact, if you call them today, I guarantee you, a week, you're going to already feel better. 2-3 weeks from now, you're going to feel great. And it doesn't matter how much you need to lose. Maybe you need to lose just 20 pounds. Maybe you need to lose 100. Well, now's the time to get started. Give Quick Weight Loss Center a call. They've been helping people for 28 years now, just like they helped me. No exercise required, no prepackaged meals. And right now, they're offering you that great deal. 6 weeks for just $66. All weight loss services included, and kids join free with parent enrollment. Some conditions do apply. Doesn't cost you anything to find out what they're about. So set up that free no-obligation consultation. Just drop by one of their 15 Houston area locations. Go to quickweightlosscenter.com or give them a call, 1-888-305-1117. That's 1-888-305-1117. Quick Weight Loss Center, 1-888-305-1117.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. The Gau Studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Friday. Hope you're having a great one. 713-780-3776 is your number. You enjoying that beer, John?
Yes, I am. Nice and refreshing.
Yeah,
it's light.
It's light. Cool. I'm gonna try one tonight. I wasn't gonna drink tonight because I was supposed to do the rodeo run tomorrow, but I have a business meeting actually in relation to our audiobooks and my knees. I there's no way I could do back to back races, and I want to do that Terry Fox run on Sunday. So
good call.
Yeah, I'm not pushing it.
Good call.
I was gonna try, and then I'm like, then I won't be able to do it. Yeah. Then I won't be able to do Sunday, and I'll feel bad about it. So we'll see. Somebody says, in business and in life, are positive contributors to our society. We crucify people over bleep. Everybody does. People's offensive meters need to be dialed way down from Deacon. Yeah.
Offended?
I'm not offended. I don't think. Is anybody really offended? Well, I guess the one texter who said, how can you mold young men that way?
Oh.
Which. Yeah, I said I don't. I'd love
I
to
got
have
my own young men to mold.
I'm worried about my
judge
kids.
Anybody else on how they do their business.
And you know what, my kid would judge. You know, he would judge his coach based on what he's learned. And if he decided that was something that offended him, he'd go somewhere else. But I just don't think it's that big a deal. I don't think people care. Let's try some phone calls. Is that Fina? Fena?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Sports.
Hey, what's going on?
What's to you, AJ? What's up, Falcon? How you doing, man?
Sportsy, brother.
Yeah, hey, y'all have any information on the running back from Arkansas, Collins? What did he do in the combine today? I didn't get a chance to check that out.
I don't know what Alex Go Collins Rocky. Did today. I haven't seen that. I didn't see everybody's.
Yeah, I watched a little bit, but I have not. We'll look him up, though, for you and find out what he did. Because they'll start publishing all the times and everything, so we can let you know. But I did not see particularly what he did. Let's try Ben. What's up, Ben? Ben?
Yeah, sports.
Sports to you.
Hello. Hey, guys, enjoy your show. Just wanted to kind of comment on, y'all were talking about Derrick Henry and what he did. A lot of people may know, may not know, but the one thing Coach Saban's always said about him is I don't want to use the term gym rat disrespectfully or loosely, but his work ethic. First one there, last one to leave, and he outworks everybody. But the reason I called, my question was, people may know that, they may not, if you're not a big fan of Obama, but you probably wouldn't. But the one thing I wanted to ask you was if y'all thought, because I think I know your view and I respect it about running back in the first round, who you feel like might go in front of him?
In front of Henry?
I think Ezekiel Elliott's going to go before him.
Ezekiel Elliott will be the first running back taken.
And I wouldn't take him either. I want to make that clear.
Yeah, there's not a running back in this draft that I would take in round one if I were an NFL GM. That said, there will be two, and if Alex Collins, he's a possible third.
4.59 for Alex Collins.
Yeah, I saw that. 4.59, or no, four. I see 4.57 today.
Okay, 4.59 according to NFL.com.
Okay.
Because you know how they do it, and then they have to come back with the correct total.
Yeah, he's the guy who's kind of the sort of the consensus third running back in this draft.
Yeah.
So, but again, you're not talking about a guy who's going to make it into the first. Well, wouldn't make it into the first round for me. But there are people who think that he will. So, I'm also reading that several times during the combine today, the TV crew referred to him or compared him to Jonathan Stewart. So that could be good, could be bad. I don't know.
Yeah, a good Jonathan Stewart or Jonathan Stewart who's always on the sidelines. Because if it's good Jonathan Stewart, I'll take that. I'd be happy with that. 832 asks, question, any tips for playing craps? I don't have any tips for craps because I honestly don't do anything that's me against the house. Every now and then just drunk for fun, I'll play blackjack, but I don't play games. I've played craps a few times. I will tell you this. The house edge in craps is the lowest of any game in the casino once you get past the first roll. So you're basically even money. Everything else, even blackjack, you play perfect blackjack, then
still like 48%, 47%.
Well, it's basically 48%. The house is getting a dollar, slightly over a dollar for every 100 you bet. You're basically winning 98, 89. So that doesn't mean you're not going to win sometimes, but when you average it out to every human being, that's if you're playing perfect blackjack. If you're playing goofy blackjack, it's a lot lower. But craps, at least on that second roll, is a pure even money. It's purely even money. So if you're going to play one, that's probably the best. But I always tell people, if you're playing games like that, they're purely for entertainment, and you can't expect to win.
Yeah, I like to play craps at the casino sometimes, but I don't like to roll. So I just like to stand around and...
Well, I like the social aspect of it when you're all kind of rooting for each other. That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
That's one of the things I like about it. But I just have a hard time spending a lot of effort on a game I know I can't win.
Right.
Because I have so many other options. I can go sit at a poker table, and especially in Vegas, man. I got poker table. I got the race book. You know, I got sports to bet on, and it's almost 24/7, so... I probably haven't played craps in 2 years, but Yeah, so I wish I could help with that, but the reality is I don't try things that I can't win. Not seriously. All right, we are going to take a very quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. She put my tender heart in a blender, and still I surrendered. Hey,
like a chump. Hey, like a chump. Hey, like a chump. Hey. ESPN 97.5. You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. 713-780-ESPN. Kick off spring with Gal Media on the golf course. We're playing at Sugar Creek Country Club Monday, February 29th. You can buy a spot for just $50. Included is green fees, golf cars, lunch, dinner, beer, and water. Snacks and a goodie bag. Spots are limited, so get yours now. Call Michelle at 713-479-5346, or better yet, just email golf@galmedia.com because they're actually in there putting together all those goodie packages for you guys, which looks like a lot of work, but it is a lot of work. But those are worth $50 themselves. Doesn't even include the golf or the beer or anything. So 713-780-ESPN. Corey asking, best poker room in Lake Charles. Depends on what you're into. If cash, that Nugget's got a nice room. The Burge has a nice room. I prefer the Nugget for cash games. If you want to play a tournament, got to go to Cachada. It's the only place that really has consistent tournaments over there. That Nugget poker room is, I don't want to say it's soft, but the games are pretty easy.
Yeah.
Just put it that way. Boss says, just saw James Harden driving on 610, tried to see if he was tuned into your show. No look, couldn't see his radio. I'm guessing James Harden probably doesn't listen to us.
My guess is no.
Yeah. I'd be surprised. We'll just put it that way. We're probably not his. Now, there are athletes that do listen to this show. And then they'll try to call in and pretend to be somebody else, and they'll talk about what a great player that guy is. That's happened a few times where there was a certain Texan safety who wasn't playing very well, and somebody called in and was pretending to be somebody talking about how he's underutilized and all this stuff. And then the more you listen, it's like, I know that voice.
Yeah.
But that happens sometimes. It's cool. They free reign to call them whatever they want and pretend to be whoever they want to be. It's a free country. I think I want to wait till 5 o'clock to get into the debate stuff, if that's okay with you.
That's fine. Can we agree, though, that Donald Trump is the white Kanye West? Is that a fair assessment?
Okay.
Okay.
I don't really pay that much attention to
Kanye West.
So.
Oh, don't you have the internet?
I do, but...
You avoid Kanye
talk? Well, it's like when I see something, I don't... I only click on things that interest me.
Okay.
And
everything interests me. That's my problem.
Well, but like anything involving him, anything involving a Kardashian, you're going to tell me about it anyway and talk about it on the show, so I don't really pay any attention to it. Is that fair?
That's fair.
Okay. So tell me why you think he's the white Kanye.
We'll get to it at 5 o'clock.
Okay. Fair enough. And now I'm curious.
So I mean, he's a freaking lunatic is what it boils down to.
Well, I honestly think he's just out there trolling and people are responding to it because there's a lot of trolls out there. And we'll kind of start. We have a few minutes here. Here's the thing. We don't want to think. We really don't. We're too busy in our lives. We don't want to really spend any time figuring out what these issues are. And so that's why it's so easy to take the same predictable topics and hammer them to death because it was, oh, yeah, this is what he stands for. You had no clue what he stands for. Do you really know what Donald Trump stands for? Any of these guys, for that matter? And so he's going out there and just saying the easiest things and, oh, this one's a liar and this one. And people just say, okay. They buy it. And, you know, I think it's too much to ask people to think for themselves. But, boy, he is taking it to the nth level as far as just absolutely, you know, not giving a bleep.
Did you see what Raven Simone of The View said?
No, because I...
You're not a regular viewer of
The View. Yeah, The View is another thing that's not really on my radar.
This made me laugh a little bit. Raven Simone, that's so Raven. She said that if any Republican is nominated, she's going to move to Canada with her entire family. Yep. She said, my confession for this election is if any Republican gets nominated, I'm going to move to Canada with my entire family. Is that bad? And she said, I've already got my ticket. No, I literally bought my ticket. I swear. I got bad news for you, honey. A 100% chance that a Republican will be nominated. 100%. I don't know if one will win.
Yeah, but there will be one in the race.
Assuredly be nominated.
Yeah, we'll miss her.
Yeah, I think what we've learned over the... I mean, it's... The field is narrowing, and it's down to like it's down to three guys, basically.
Yeah,
which is kind of nice.
Carson and Kasich shouldn't have even been on the stage last night.
They really are.
Yeah, and it's... Well,
no one listens to Ben Carson. It's very strange.
Basically, the only act he has left is...
Like this, yeah.
I wish someone would attack me.
What if I did this radio show like Dr. Ben Carson... Does everything? Would it would be more difficult to listen to a radio show where we talked like this, right?
Well, I think it depends on who your partner is. You got the right partner, Dr. Carson. Now, I think we make this work.
See, now whatever I say, you're just speaking louder than me.
That's right. I am speaking louder than you.
And my point's not getting across. And this is why my poll numbers are so low, because basically every time I make some valid points, Mr. Trump chooses to speak over my words, and the people of America aren't realizing what I'm all about.
I really need to work on a Trump, because if I could do a Trump, we could have a lot of fun with those two.
You sound like Milton from The Office.
No, that's not a bad Carson, though.
That's exactly Ben Carson.
That's a good Carson there. So I need to work on
the things you guys don't understand is dinosaurs never existed. I learned this in medical school, that dinosaurs are a farce. And the pyramids, in fact, were basically a place for the Egyptians to store food. A lot of people don't know that, but that's what they were for. I know this because I'm a doctor. Thank you, doctor.
So is Dr. Oz, by the way. But
Dr. Oz is a legitimate doctor as well.
Well, I've joined Jong. I'm having one of the Carbach 13 Kentucky Habits at my buddy
Dustin's. That's a grown man beer.
That is a great beer.
To drink in the middle of the day. I mean,
well, it's not really the middle of the day. It's late in the day.
Well, it's in the middle of our shift.
Yeah, well, I think I can handle it. We've done worse. You guys, that whatever that crap was we all drank that day.
The five loco?
Yeah.
Or the four loco.
Whichever. It's however many locos it was.
It was too many locos.
But I am glad that we did have that it did happen here in Houston, and we got a chance to, you know, show off the city a little bit to all these knuckleheads. But yeah, we'll talk about that when we come back, because there's a lot to get to, and it was a very it almost seemed to me that the three of them decided, you know what, Cruz and Rubio are going to go after Trump, and he's just going to fight back, and that's what the show's going to be. And that's pretty much what it was. We've got some sound from that, too, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah,
a lot.
Plenty.
All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. I want to the sound of my own drum. It goes, they go, we go. Hey, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, here we go. Feel it in my soul. Really need it so good. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.